The story seems simple. Four male criminals die, and four women step in to finish the job.
We gotta start thinking like professionals. We're in business together. There's not gonna be some cozy reunion. After this job, we're done. We have 3 days to look and move like a team of men. The best thing we have going for us is being who we are.
That's Viola Davis in the new film, Widows. It's a heist film with shootouts and car chases, you know the drill. But it also digs deeper. Set in Chicago, the film revolves around race, gender, wealth, and even local politics. In other words, it's not your typical action movie. And that has a lot to do with the man behind the camera, director Steve McQueen, best known for his Best Picture winner, 12 Years a Slave.
I think it's a bookend to 12 Years a Slave. It's migration. Where we were then and where we are now. The story continues.
I sat down with McQueen to learn more about how he got from 12 Years a Slave to Widows.
It's something which started 35 years ago, in fact. I was 13 years old, lying on my mother's and father's carpet, looking at TV, you know. And this program came on called Widows, written by Linda LaPlante. And it depicted these four women who were taking the reins of their husband's trade through their demise, meaning that the husbands had died in attempted heist. And these women had to sort of take up the slack, as it were. And what was interesting about it for me was, as a 13-year-old black child growing up in London, that these women sort of represented me in a way, and they were deemed as not being capable, and they were being judged by their parents. So there was this relationship with them which was very strong, and I just loved the way they sort of circumnavigated all those stereotypes and put things on their head in order to sort of achieve their goal.
Let's talk about the pacing.
Sure.
So
it's fast.
It feels like it gets faster as we go through the film,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What were some of the decisions you made in pacing this? Because I think there are some audience members who will come in expecting one thing because it's a thriller action film. And this is a story that sort of unfolds with a lot of nuance and a lot of layers.
Well, as soon as you get into the theater, you know it's a sort of a heist movie. You're in there, it's a let's go. So that's the action pace. The dramatic pace, which is the election. Okay, so there's another pacing. As well as on the third level of the emotional journey that these women take. It's been forced upon them and what they have to do in order to sort of achieve their goal. So then again, there's three streams which are sort of, you know, running parallel. It's almost like a cable. You're pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling. So it goes faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And I love that because, you know, you're not bored. As an audience member, you have to be aware, crisscrossing all these lanes. So you're getting different sort of textures. You're in a rapid, and then you're in a chicane, and then you're in a waterfall. You know, it's kind of that. I love that kind of situation where the audiences are being rewarded for their attention and being sort of excited and thrilled and at the edge of their seats watching it because they don't know what's going to happen next. They don't know what's around the bend.
And that's really what it felt like. It felt like you weren't sure what was going to happen. And I think one of the themes that also came across to me in the film more broadly was power.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Who has it? Who doesn't? You mentioned a little bit, we talked a little bit about the election, but let's talk a little bit about how it plays out in the race for alderman between Colin Farrell's character and Brian Tyree Henry's. It's a very bleak look at local government. Was that the intent? And was it also meant to speak to specifically Chicago politics or just local politics in general?
I think world politics. We're looking at the local, but we're turning the telescope around and look at the global. You know, this is what the situation we're living in right now. So it's not about, you know, again, you know, you can talk about the bleakness of it, but the fact of the matter is the whole idea of politics and rivalry and competition and money and favors and backroom deals, that's everywhere in the world. We know that as a public. Let's not fool ourselves. It's not Steve McQueen putting a dark sort of tint on politics. I mean, is politics rosy right now in any way? No. You know, it's about bending rules. It's about getting away with it. It's about getting away with it in what way you can. This is happening all over the world. So I'm not trying to sort of fictionalize this in any way. I'm just sort of being very direct about it. I mean, in our picture, you have an interesting character who's a faith leader, again, who's, you know, to some extent compromised. So it's kind of, you know, it's the world we're living in. That's what I wanted to sort of portray.
Why Chicago?
Well, I went to Chicago 22 years ago. That was my first solo exhibition. I'm an artist and I did a solo exhibition in the Museum of Contemporary Art there. And my wife, my girlfriend, who's my wife now, she went to the Democratic Convention at the time when Bill Clinton was the president. So I always say my first footprint in Chicago was art and politics. What fascinated me about Chicago was race, politics, corruption, police, religion, gender, et cetera, et cetera. And also the fact that, you know, they had this town which was so segregated. Lithuanians, Irish, Hispanic.
Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Mexicans. We could cut it into fine, all, you know, all there. African Americans, you know, again, the whole spectrum. So no one was really rubbing shoulders. It was all segregated. And I love the idea of taking that fiction and steeping it into the reality of that of that location, because it was so condensed. I wanted this to I think it's just an amazing place for fiction.
You know, we're in this moment also talking about Hollywood. I mean, we've heard hashtag Oscars so white, yada, yada, yada. Is Hollywood in a better place now than it was a couple years ago? Or are we still struggling with institutional change?
No, it's changing. It's changing. It definitely is changing. You know, I think there are new voices in film. The film's getting made. These films are actually making money. So therefore, you know, studios want to make them. I don't know it's changing fast enough. You know, I want to see that film. I want to see that Puerto Rican film. I want to see that Asian film. I want to see those films, really, which, again, talk about us. I'm not interested in necessarily types of people making pictures about them. It's about the city. Everyone's involved. Everyone's involved in how we live in our everyday. And I just feel that we need to see those voices. We need, basically, the people who pay money to go to cinema, they need to be represented on the screen. You know, I remember as a child, I was projecting myself as Sean Connery in 007 or even Johnny Weissman as Tarzan. And the first time I actually saw myself in an interesting way was four women, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were two of them were white, one of them was Greek, and one of them was black. That was the original Widows.
So you're talking more about, like, not, I remember interviewing Marlon Wayans a couple of years ago about horror films, and he had made a horror film. And we were talking about the difference between, you know, is it a black horror film or is it just a horror film? Are you also equally, when you think about that, do you think about, you know, does this film have to not be labeled as a quote-unquote black film or a quote-unquote Latino film or an Asian film? This should be a film.
I want the best film. I don't care who's in it. When I was growing up, I was very lucky that I went to these cinemas, Repertory Cinemas, and I saw films from Japan. I saw films from Korea. I saw films from France. I saw films from Congo. I saw films all over the bloody world. And I, you know, my job wasn't to sort of say, oh, to categorize things in certain ways. It was about how people were talking and what was exciting for me at that time.
Steve McQueen is the director of Widows and 12 Years a Slave. Thanks so much.
Thank you.